Casting for the Honda North Studios. This November, cast your vote for the vehicles with the best combination of safety, gas mileage, high-tech features, and resale value. This November, elect to drive a Honda. From Honda North, finally a ticket everyone can get behind. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Local music here on The Rock Station 97.7. Yeah, you get to hear it day in and day out. It usually is heard first, though, right here tonight on The Grassroots Show. I'm Bob Kupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, and we talk local music and usually visit with a musician or two and play you some of the great music that is being created here around Western Pennsylvania. That's kind of the synopsis, wouldn't you say, Utah?
We're making radio great again by playing local music. Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. We're presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh on Perry Highway down Wexford, Gibsonia area. And Meat Locker Recording Studios is presenting our first segment of the show tonight. If you need a place to record music so that you can get on the Grassroots Show, we recommend highly the Meat Locker Recording Studios.
Yeah, I heard the Butler Boys, the Cap on the way in, and just, man, what a great song. Yeah. I mean, just kind of, just, you know, keeps the morning rolling.
Grabs you, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, coming up tonight, we're going to be visiting with a gentleman who I had the pleasure to meet way before our even Grassroots Show because of our WBUT Country Showdown. He at least once or twice came out for it early on. Michael Christopher is back with new material. In fact, we're going to get to hear material that you can't even get a hold of online yet, which is big because usually everything's released online. He has some CDs in tow. But we're going to get to hear some exclusives tonight and a couple of songs that he has done videos for. And one of those videos was premiered by CMT, Country Music Television. So some big things are happening for Michael Christopher, and we'll talk to him. He's opening up for a couple of big names down at Jurgles, so we'll chat about that. We also want to give a big shout-out to everybody that came out and supported our cause on Friday night, the cause of helping our local Butler County American Legion riders and their effort to bring in the traveling memorial wall of the Vietnam veteran thing that's coming up next August. But our Veterans Day benefit concert that happened Friday night on Veterans Day with four great local bands, even Utah Burgess's Noble Hops Band with Mr. Rob Keller. And you had a little sidecar, huh? You've had an extra gentleman playing with you now and then.
Yeah, but he took off back to his other home in Arizona.
Is that Arizona where John lives now?
Yeah, man. Yeah. So hopefully he'll be back and can sidecar again sometime. He's cool. Been doing the same with the Shiners.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just a big thank you to the bands for donating their time to this cause. Everybody who came out and participated. Our T-shirt sponsors, you know, that was huge for us. Snyder Excavating, the Crossbow. Sherwood Lanes, Dr. Steven Hinterberger, the Cellar Dwellers, who we've got to get them on the show here pretty quick.
Yeah.
In fact, we'll be doing a show with them, Noble Hops Band, coming up.
Yeah, sending best wishes out for Brad. I know he's not feeling well. So.
And also First National Bank. So, and then just everybody who donated the money and participated in the raffles, everything. It's just, you know, it's great to see everybody come together like that. And for such a... This is a neat cause.
Yeah.
This really is. To have this come in here, I mean, this is the largest of the traveling walls, 80% replica, and just all of the work that needs to be done for them to do this, the excavating, the lighting, the security, staff, everything. I mean, it's a huge undertaking, and couldn't do it without the community getting behind it.
And very cool to see other people, other entities, too, stepping up and saying, hey, I want to help out the cause, which is awesome, and that... It's just what makes Western Pennsylvania so very special.
Speaking of entities, the Rock Station 97.7, Rock Done Right, for stepping up and once again get behind local music and local causes. Local radio, that's where it's at.
Well, Turnabout's Fair Play, Shady Lady Productions, you know, they're first and foremost as well. So, yeah, it was a great night. And stay tuned, more to come when it comes to the Rock Done Right tour. We're busy planning out next year.
Yeah.
And, it's going to be exciting, and it's not going to be... a repeat performance per se. There's going to be a lot of different things going on, and of course, we use this to highlight the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. We're going to have the July 4th get together because Shady Lady's putting that together, and of course, Corbri Woodstock next year. But a lot of great things are going to be going on. Something for you every month to really check out.
Zelly on Tap is back on tap.
That's so, right. Yeah,
looking forward to it, and some new venues and dates. And it's really going to be cool. This is going to be cool.
And a shout out to the folks at the Zilly on Tap, too, because I sat in on one of the last meetings, the recap meeting, and they had a phenomenal event for a first-year event and did the entities good. So that's big stuff, and that's a lot of hard work that people put in for almost an entire year to have a one-day event. So salute out to those folks, Dave Hamilton and everybody involved. And, hey, if you look at this calendar here, oh my goodness, look at this. It's November 13th. That means a week from Thursday is Thanksgiving. That means literally a month from almost today, we're going to be sitting down for an hour-long Christmas show of local music. So guess what? We need some music.
Local Christmas music. Get it to us. We're 1 month away. We're doing it. So we've done it every Christmas. It's one of my favorite episodes of the year. I will just play this thing and listen to it over and over throughout the holidays because it's mostly just us concentrating on local holiday music.
Yeah. And again, it's archived at 977rocks.com. So when it airs that Sunday, which again will be the week before Christmas, because Christmas this year falls right on a Sunday. So obviously the 25th, we're going to be celebrating with our family and hopefully sleeping in for a morning. My goodness. But anyway, that'll be the 18th of December that we'll be playing that. So we need to get those in now, but it'll be archived for you to play back as well.
You know, the fact that you take the time to do this local music show every week with everything else you have going on, Bob, it's something else. I'll tell you what. So hopefully you do get a break and we can have a beer over the holiday.
Yeah, well, you've been pretty busy yourself, so I think both entities need to take a stopgap measure. But thanks. And then, hey, look at it. What else is going to be happening here just a couple of weeks down the road? Thanksgiving weekend, Spirit of Christmas Parade, and guess what's going to be floating down the middle of Main Street?
The Rock Done Right Tour float this year, and we hope to have a nice little surprise. So usually, if you blink, you'd miss it, the Shady Lady float. It was so small, but this year we're combining forces, getting all behind Rock Done Right, and hope to have a cool thing going on down Main Street. And of course, this is just a great local event. I mean, thousands of people, all of the local businesses, communities, charities, organizations, everything that comes out for this. It's one of my favorite events now. I love it. And of course, you know what comes the next night? It's our live call-in show.
Oh, that's right. That'll be, my goodness.
Yeah.
We'll be sitting down again, taking live phone calls on
live
the air.
Phone calls.
I had to place myself back into November there for a moment because I was so deep into December, so we had to go back around here. Good stuff. Well, it's all going on. So, if you're a band out there, if you know somebody that's a band that has a Christmas song here locally, please tell them to get it to us. We have a ton we can pick from, but we always love to get the new stuff and new additions.
Or get into a Meat Locker recording and get you one recorded real quick. He'll fix you up.
There you go. Well, let's get to some music. We have Michael Christopher in the wings. He's going to chat with us. And right out of the gate here, we're going to do a little Red Room Effect because this is a new single from them. And this is really cool. I didn't realize this, but I guess this song has been incorporated into the Atlanta Falcons engagement campaign for fans at the Georgia Dome on their game days. I mean, how big is that? A Western Pennsylvania band making shout-outs in Georgia?
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm sure Paul is all happy about that. He's an Atlanta fan, if you're listening, Paul. But, local music from right here in PA behind your team there.
And I didn't realize that Crazy Eric is such a talented golfer. Yeah. He came up through, I think, Kiski High School and now is a golf pro. So he does this as a sidecar. Isn't that amazing? But we're going to do their song, Rise Up. It's Red Room Effect. And if you ever get a chance to see these guys live, wow. That's all I'm going to tell you. Go see it for yourself.
Well, I can tell you there's a chance coming up next year, but we'll announce that soon enough. Hey, let's follow them up with a very talented individual. His name's Rob Roush, but he goes by Acoustic Fingers. And, I mean, he is just incredible to watch and listen to. And he does original music as well. He's got a couple CDs out and another CD out with a band of his. But, man, this song just really hit me the first time I heard it live, and I've been listening to it a lot. It's called Man on a Bridge, so I say we throw that on after Red Room Effect.
And the Lord said you got to rise up. I wake up in the morning, don't want to get up out of bed. Quit your moaning and your groaning. That's what my grandmama said. Get moving, baby, just lead the way. No time to be snoozing, baby. You're gonna be a star someday. Wah, 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 ooh. Rise up with the morning sun. Don't be afraid to run. Wide spread your wings. Go out and have some fun. Baby boy, you're the chosen one. Before all your work is done, life won't scratch your pride along the way. Outside in the cold distance, existence is limitless. You gotta go get it, okay? The storm's calming, see that rainbow forming, cause when times get tougher, rise up!
There's a man on a bridge, standing high in the wind, and everybody's wondering who he is, yeah. There's a crowd gathered round, peering into the clouds, all waiting to see how he comes down. There's a man on a bridge.
he's stepping to the edge, and everyone is wondering how this ends. Now the roads have been closed underneath encircling boats. The police are preparing for the worst. Still the birds fly in blue skies around him. Ooh. Red engines have arrived. They raise a ladder to his side. The hours passing by. Above the flashing lights, there's nowhere left. There's nowhere left to. There's nowhere left to go. Was a man on a bridge. Now they've taken him in, and I wonder if we'll see him there again.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station 97.7 and streaming at 977rocks.com. Our show tonight, as usual, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. In fact, if you go to our Grassroots Facebook page, you will see a beautiful picture of their facility right on the front page, and you can always hit us up on there, follow what we have going on, and offer your comments as well. We welcome that. And this segment of our show is brought to you by the refreshing home of the Man Can Special, the 24-ouncer. We're talking about the Rainbow Inn at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m.
You're talking $3 in a Penguins game. Can't go wrong there.
That's almost as good of a deal as getting into a local music show, Utah Birches, if you know what I mean.
Almost.
Hey, we want to welcome to the show. It's been a while. We've visited with this gentleman before. And, of course, he's been well-connected, I think, to the Butler Media Group stations for a long time because we play one of his songs, or a couple of his songs, actually, on our sister station, WBUT. Mr. Michael Christopher is back with us. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing very good, guys. It's good to talk to you again. We need to do this more often.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, well, you are a busy guy right now, and we're going to be talking about what you're up to. I know you have some shows that you're going to be surrounded with others. We'll talk about that in our little get-together here, but some fun new music. But first, let's kind of take our listeners back and give a little background of Michael Christopher and where you came from and what got you into the music scene, Michael.
Well, in a nutshell, I guess it's probably been, gosh, I want to say I've been probably doing this about 9 years now, so time has flown. It's probably been a long time since, even I guess since you and I have met, Bob, so it's just seems like the blink of an eye, but it really hasn't been. You know, I've been kind of out there pounding the pavement, if you will, playing, you know, all kinds of events over the past 8 or 9 years. And lately, we've been doing a lot of festivals, fairs, like the summer and fall is just absolutely swamped, to be honest, just doing all kinds of events, really all over the place. I mean, we've been playing from, you know, obviously home state of Pennsylvania, but, you know, a lot of other states, tons of traveling, like, you know, Maryland, West Virginia, Virginia, Ohio, New York, Delaware, Tennessee, you know, all of the sort of states on this side of the country, to be honest. So, yeah, it's been going really well, and we've been doing a lot of opening act stuff. Like, for example, just last week we opened for the band Lone Star,
mm-hmm.
Who I've always been a big fan of, and we have some other opening act stuff coming up. So we'll see what the future brings, but a lot of good events going on, and you know, I'm keeping it rolling.
That's cool. I guess you're going to be opening up for Chris Lane at Jurgles later this month, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we actually we just opened for a guy named William Michael Morgan as well prior to the Lone Star show, so that was pretty neat.
Very well. Cool. Yeah, love William Michael Morgan, and of course we love the Michael Christopher stuff, so that would have been a great show to see, to have both of you guys on stage. Good stuff. So, and you actually did a stint, have you actually moved to Nashville, or did you do a stint there for a while?
To be honest, no, I'm still living in the area, but I'm there all the time. I'm back and forth quite a bit, to be honest. You know, I literally just finished up the new album. All the mixing and mastering is done, finally. I say finally because, you know, you kind of have these, you think that it's done, and then you listen to it, and you're like, I think I need to have this remixed or remastered or whatnot. So I'm at the point now where it's like, okay, I'm going to, you know, put the stamp of approval on it finally. And you know, we've done a couple of music videos in the meantime. Both of them haven't been released yet, but you know, there's a lot of work being put in behind the scenes, is kind of what I'm saying. So
yeah, I think if I recall, we go back to one of our WBUT showdowns that you and I first met.
Yeah,
and then I think I came across you the one day I was helping out up at the Slippery Rock Village Fest, and there you were in one of the little corners that they have set up for that, and jamming away. There's the Michael Christopher Band.
Right. Yeah. We've run across each other a few times, Bob. It's been good. Yeah. It has been. Like I said, it seems like the blink of an eye, but it's, you know, you look at the calendar and you're like, wow, I've been doing this for quite a while now. You know.
Yeah. And then I'm sure you've learned a lot, experienced a lot, and that's helped your progression to get where you are today with a lot of the new material.
Oh my gosh, yeah. To be honest, that's been the biggest thing for me. I mean, I've gotten better as a singer, as a, you know, a songwriter, very much so, you know, a musician, whatever. I just all around, and I think I'm to the point where, I mean, I'm the type of musician, and I have a sort of a broad background of influences, I guess. You know, I like a lot of kinds of music, but I think I'm kind of finally to the point where I know exactly kind of what my sound is, and I think that's pretty evident on this new album that's out. Don't get me wrong, it's still diverse, but you can tell, oh, okay, Michael Christopher is this kind of artist. You know what I mean? This is his sound, you know, which I'm pretty happy about.
Are you pretty much working with the same group of musicians, or do you have like a road band and a studio band, or is it pretty much a core group of guys?
That's a great question, Utah. Actually, to be honest, well, I mean, my band that we, you know, we travel with and you know, I play my events with is different than my studio band. The guys that I play with have actually been with me for quite a while, and in fact, the guitar player, he's been with me, I don't know, at least 4 years now, and we've actually written several of the songs that are on my album together. He's a great songwriter, great musician. His name's Zach Reeder. He actually has a master's in classical guitar, so he has a clue about playing guitar, we'll say, from CMU. As far as my album goes, there are tons of musicians on it. The whole thing was recorded at several, I want to say probably, well, this album was recorded at a couple of different studios in Nashville. One was the Ruckus Room, and one was Black River Entertainment, which is like Ronnie Millsap's old studio.
Yes, yes.
It's actually still called Ronnie's Place. Mm-hmm. So I was fortunate enough to have, like, literally, man, some of the greatest musicians in Nashville and or country music, to be honest, play on my album. In fact, on several of the tracks, I have Kenny Greenberg, who happens to be Kenny Chesney's lead guitar player. He's doing all the guitar work on a bunch of my tracks. And then I have Russ Paul playing steel. He's on, like, pretty much everyone's album you can ever think of, playing steel guitar. And just, you know, if you look at the credits, it's just, and you look up the guys, it's just really unbelievable that I've been fortunate enough to have those guys playing on my my albums.
That's definitely got to be exciting for you, no doubt about that. Well,
yeah,
let's give it a listen here. We're going to dig into a song called DNA from the latest effort. Michael, can you give us a little background of what DNA is all about?
Yeah, sure. DNA is kind of it's a unique song. It's very unique for me, and I say that because it's not really like all of my other ones, in that it's different, and it can be interpreted in a few different ways. I mean, the general concept is, like, basically this guy feels that it's in his DNA. He was kind of made to love this woman, and that's kind of the gist of the song. But, you know, it's interpreted a few different ways now and then. You know, it's not something where, you know, you have to think of it one way or the other. But we've gotten, like, I mean, rave reviews over this song, and it very well could be a single. We'll see. But the cool thing was that back at the end of September, now we're looking at, we actually had CMT premiere the music video for us, for DNA, which actually was filmed at McConnell's Mills Park.
Wow.
State Park.
Yeah.
We did all the shots there, and if you look, you know, everyone seems to ask, because it just looks awesome with all these waterfalls and whatnot, and everyone's like, where did you get that done at? You would never know that it's, you know, in Pennsylvania here. So, yeah, we were thrilled to have them, you know, sort of premiere this online for us and everything. So that was a real big thing to say, and the video's been doing really well, and, you know, so stay tuned. Like I said, that could be a single.
Awesome. Well, let's give it a listen. It's DNA, and folks, while you're sitting there listening, you can YouTube the video and check it out. It was premiered on CMT just a couple of months back. It's Michael Christopher on the Grassroots Show tonight. This is his song, DNA, on 97.7 FM.
The quiver in your voice, the way your eyes avoid my gaze, behind a nervous smile, you wonder if I'll turn away. But if you think I'm giving up, I'm not, 'cause I'm this close to everything that unclear. Left what you longed to hear unspoken.
this tongue-tied man who's hope, hope, hoping you will see how beautiful you are inside and out in there. I can't help myself, I was born this way. Loving you runs through my veins. You're in my blood, my DNA. It's in my blood, my DNA. I can't help myself, I was born this way. Loving you runs through my veins. You're in my blood.
Shades of gray. I recall the mistakes I made and the price I've had to pay. I need the sky to open up and wash away this pain. As the wind picks up and the thunder claps, it looks like rain. Let it fall. Wasted so much time on something we couldn't fix. Now I'm standing here, my arms raised to the sky. They're an hit to strike me down as the lightning flashes by. Let it fall on down and cleanse my soul.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You found the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM, and streaming as well at 977rocks.com. And don't forget, our show is always archived as well. Future playback, or if you ever miss a show, you never have to miss it. Go to our on-demand feature at 977rocks.com. We're presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh on Route 19 in Wexford. And this segment brought to you by All About Reclaimed, which is located in the heart of downtown Butler, right on Main Street.
Yep, it's holiday season. Get down there and check it out. And there's no reason to miss an episode. No reason whatsoever.
There is not. You're right, Utah. We are visiting with Michael Christopher here tonight, and we just heard a couple of songs, and one of those you may have recognized, because I think we've played it here before, going back a few years. It is also in rotation and has been for a long time on WBUT, Butt Kickin' Country, and that's Looks Like Rain, but looks like that had a little bit of a readjustment there, Michael, a remastered version, huh?
Yeah, we did, I always liked that song. That was I don't know why. I just started playing the chords of the song, and then eventually I ended up writing with a friend of mine in Nashville and finishing it. But I don't know. That song's always stuck with me, and for this time around, I just felt like I really wanted to give it more of an edge and more of like what I would call, you know, my sort of signature sound at this point. And again, it's gone over really well, and I think the new version, it's not only more suited to me, but it just I think it's just better. I don't want to say it's not quite as country as before, but I guess that's probably the case. It just has a little more, like I said, a little more edge, and I'm really, really happy with it. We love playing this live, and in fact, couple weeks ago, we actually just filmed filmed a music video for this in New York City, and it you know, we haven't obviously released the video yet, but that will, you know, be coming in the very, very shortly. I just finalized it with the producer the other day, so that's something else that's exciting. Yeah. So I'm just
cool, kind of an evolution of a song, which would be fun to compare, because we've just talked about your growth as a musician and a writer, and to hear kind of the way a song that we feel is a very strong song in its I guess birthplace.
I think it's a great song,
right? Yeah.
And now to hear you know, the new version of it, that's very cool. When go back to Zach Reeder for a moment, you mentioned your guitarist. When you've had other musicians, studio musicians, if you will, kind of help you evolve some of the material in the studio, how has that been translating for you live? For example, Zach, obviously a very trained musician, does he put his own little spin on it? Has it translated from the studio? How does that work?
It's kind of been a whole process, to be honest. I mean, like when I'm in the studio, again, having grown as an artist, we'll say, for this album, when I was in studio, I would say, for example, for Looks Like Rain, we listened all the musicians and myself and everyone, we listened to the song, and I said, hey, this is what I like about the song, and this is what I want to add to it, and that kind of thing. So I put my stamp on it to make it really what I was seeking out to do. And I guess with that in mind, it sort of works the same way within my band and my live performances. I mean, Zach and I, we just have a really good relationship in general. I mean, even outside of music as well. I mean, I was just in his wedding a few months ago and whatnot. So we're pretty close, and he understands kind of, you know, what I'm going for, again, in terms of my sound as an artist. But even when we're, you know, songwriting and whatnot, it's just one of those rare instances that you find where you just kind of totally gel with somebody, and he knows what I'm going for, and vice versa too. But he definitely puts his own spin on things. In fact, even outside of my own original songs, because it seems to be that there are so many now, even the covers that we do of other artists' songs, I mean, we still, even as a whole band, we definitely put our own stamp on it. We're never trying to be, oh, I don't know, say that we do an Alabama song from the 80s. You know, we're not trying to be Alabama. We're trying to say, okay, here's our take on this song. You know what I mean?
I like when bands do that, yeah.
Good. Yeah, you know, it's just, I don't know. I don't, because we're not, the thing is, like, if you try to, and there's so many bands that do this, unfortunately, when you just try to be, whoever, Johnny Cash, or you're trying to duplicate them, I mean, you're just a cover band. I mean, you are what you are, you know what I mean? Or a tribute band, per se. We just do stuff because, for example, you know, we play the song Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash, which everybody and their brother has heard, but it's really different than, I mean, it still has that energy, but it's a lot more rocked up. It's probably a little quicker, and you know, it's just, I'm not trying to be Johnny Cash. It's just like, well, here's an influence of mine, and here's what I think the song sounds cool like. You know?
How it translated over to you, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a way to connect with the audience, too. You know,
totally.
Because it's familiarity for them, so that gives them a kind of a comfort zone and helps draw them in a little closer to you.
Yes.
Yeah. The producers that you worked with, you talked about some of the musicians. You said you did a couple of different studios down in Nashville. Was there a big difference between the two producers? Because, you know, obviously they become a big part of your album.
Yes and no. I mean, the guy that produced most of them, he kind of, I don't want to say he's hands off, because that's not the right way of putting it, but like he gives me my artistic freedom, we'll say that much. So he's not going to say, well, I think you need to do this, if I don't agree with it. And I'm referring to a guy by the name of Dennis D'Amico. He's actually out of New York, New Jersey, but he, you know, he would fly down to Nashville and work with me on, you know, a few different occasions. And he was actually worked with us on the Looks Like Rain video in New York that we just did. And yeah, he's been a good guy, good friend. And his, you know, his track record has been pretty exciting as well throughout his career. I would say one of his claims to fame is he's done a lot of work with Paul McCartney.
Ooh.
That's not exactly
okay. <true. laughs> Yeah, it might be a recognizable name.
Yeah, he's actually produced Paul several of his events and whatnot. He's worked with a few names here and there, but then
Michael
is a good
Christopher.
Guy. And,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney to me. Right?
Yeah. No shame in that, man.
No. So. And then as far as the other guy goes, well, look at the guy, Jamie Tate. He's done a lot of the mixing on my album, and he sort of work well. Yeah, he runs the studio, the Ruckus Room, so he's in my opinion one of the best, if not the best, in Nashville at mixing. I mean, he's done tons of albums from like anyone from Taylor Swift to Justin Moore. You know, in fact, the few songs that I did there, DNA was one of them, Hot Damn was one of them, which we'll be listening to here. Those were basically recorded by the same studio band that, you know, Justin Moore uses, or Thomas Rhett uses, or, you know, like, again, you know, so it, the quality is just killer from the beginning, and then when you have somebody that can really mix and master, I mean, you're gold, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Michael, where can people find your music? Your Facebook page? You have a website?
Yeah, Facebook, you can just look us up, Michael Christopher or Michael Christopher Country. MichaelChristopherCountry.com is a great place to follow, as well as the Facebook page. I mean, we're literally always adding dates, and in fact, this new album, you can't even buy it online yet. You can buy it online, the physical CD. Like, if you buy it, you'll get a CD shipped to you, and it will be signed to. But you can't download it from like iTunes or Amazon yet. It's literally that new. So
awesome.
You just had a CD release, right?
Yeah. Pretty like a soft release. Yeah, we're not even. Like, I literally have physical CDs and that's it. So if anyone is interested in, you know, and they are, you know, you just have to go to my website and order the physical CD and it will come soon or come to a show and buy them. But they'll be online for download shortly. But, you know, this is brand new, so we're excited to share it.
All right. Well, we appreciate you sharing it with us tonight. And again, check out the dates for Michael Christopher listeners. And, well, one jumps right out at you. November 30th, Jurgle's Rhythm Grill down in Warrendale. Great place to see a show up close and personal. And Michael Christopher will be opening for Chris Lane. So be sure to check that out. Tell us about Hot Damn and Tread. We're going to play those back to back to wrap things up.
Cool. Hot Damn is, well, both of these songs. We love playing these live. Absolutely love it. Hot Damn is, when you hear it from literally the second that the song starts, you're going to be like, oh, wow, this is different. these songs are very, very much rockers, especially Hot Damn. I actually wrote this song with Zach Reeder. It just, I don't know, we just had the idea, I had the idea, and we just sort of, you know, went back and forth, and I worked with a third writer also that her and I, Chelsea Ray in Nashville, just had been going back and forth. So it's, you know, we all three came together and put the song together. It's just a fun, basically a heavy rock song with a country twist. We'll call it that. And yeah, it's you'll hear it. It's just fun.
Up the saddles.
And, yeah. Exactly. So as far as Tread goes, it actually started a little different. I was working with writing with a guy named Rand Bishop. We've written several songs together, including DNA. But Rand actually has had, if you remember the song My List by Toby Keith a few years back now, I mean, that was a number one for Rand. He wrote that song. So he's written some killer tunes as well throughout his career. But we worked on this song, and I just had the idea for Tread. Like, man, it'd be cool to write around the hook or the concept of tread, you know, like it can mean so many things. Like, you know, like in the song we reference that, you know, you're worn down, but you still have a little bit left. You know, you've been beat down by whatever that is, life, and you can compare it to, you know, the soles on your shoes, you know, the tread on your shoes or your boots or the tread on your tires, the tread on yourself, you know what I mean? And it ended up being a rocker, you know. It started out kind of being more of a mid-tempo kind of a, almost, I don't want to say ballad, but, you know, a slower song, and then it turns into this, and, you know, I couldn't be happier. Like I said, we love playing this one, too. So,
cool.
You know, hope you guys like it.
Yeah, definitely. Michael Christopher, thanks for joining us here tonight. Best of luck in the future, and yes, we definitely have to catch up sooner than later down the road.
Please.
Let's give it a listen. It's Hot Damn and Tread, Michael Christopher, tonight on The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Front row at the show, one woman rodeo, ain't afraid to get low. place, let the night take us. Throwing down dice, looking for a lucky seven. Double shot of fireball, dancing till last call. Front row of the show, one woman rodeo, ain't afraid to get low. Hot damn, yes ma'am, wrapped around my finger on your right hand. Lord knows she's fine, with the wild side that blows my mind. Hot damn, yes ma'am, got it right tonight, I'll be your man. See it in the light of the neon signs, there's a little crazy in her eyes.
All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double welcomes you to visit the new store at 110 North Main Street in Butler. You'll see fall decor with a flair and a wide assortment of items that have taken on a new life via upcycling, plus unusual jewelry that would make great gifts. Jeff and his staff serve and inspire brides, event planners, and community organizations. AAR will meet all of your floral needs in a very non-traditional manner. They also provide florals for new babies, weddings, or sympathy arrangements for funerals. When you want something out of the ordinary, call All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double. You'll get an extraordinary result.
The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On Friday, November 18th, check out Jeff Pogas, an acoustic show at Elwood's Pub. Saturday, November 19th, the Needs Hotel Band will be at the Baja Bar and Grill at the Fox Chapel Yacht Club and Marina on Old Freeport Road in Fox Chapel. And it's the Shakedown for Scleroderma Awareness. Stop by, find out, and join in on the fun and the great music of NHB. 8 to midnight on Saturday, November 19th. On Tuesday, November 29th, it's Acoustic Rust with the Cellar Dwellers at Cooper Station. And also that night, it's Tom Pappas at Butler Brew Works downtown. From the Shady Lady concert calendar, on November 18th, Friday night, the Noble Hops Band will be live at the Sidebar in Katanning with special guests, the Cellar Dwellers. And also on Tuesday, November 22nd, it's Utah Acoustic at Cooper Station in Sarver. It's the pre-Thanksgiving Eve show. It runs from 7 to 9, and hey, stop on by, because there's no cover.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 37 years building garages, horse barns, utility and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food. Great brewskis, and the staff, all out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks, Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on our Grassroots Show, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, in this final segment tonight. Brought to you, as always, week in and week out by P&W Construction. We thank Michael Christopher for the visit tonight, and we thank you for tuning in. And if you have information you'd like to get out, hit us up on our Facebook page or send us an email. We have an actual hard email account to the show, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Stands for Butler County Radio Network. To can make it easy for you, and you can hit us up on there. Bounce into us at a show, whatever. Just get us information, especially if you have Christmas material. We are looking for your Christmas songs for our show that is just about a month away, our hour-long Christmas special.
Yeah, this is always a great episode. It's something I think you'll really enjoy if you haven't heard it in the past. And, again, just showcases the incredible talent in this area.
Yeah. And even before we get to that, we mentioned earlier Thanksgiving weekend. We've got a couple of special events coming up that you need to mark your calendar for. Of course, the Spirit of Christmas Parade happening in downtown Butler Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend, which is just 2 weeks away. And, well, there's going to be a little Rock Done Right float cruising down the street with some extra surprises there. So be sure to come down and check that out. Pretty cool to have the thousands, the multitudes of people who come to the Christmas parade to watch it, to see a little glimpse of what happens with local music.
Yeah, and it's just fun. I'm so glad that Butler Media Group has got that thing, and they're doing such a great job with it. Great. I just hope we have the weather we've had the last couple of years, because that first year, whew, Slim's never come back.
Still trying to warm up.
That was brutal.
Good stuff. Those are the things that are going on. And again, if you have local music, Christmas music-wise, please get us to us. If you have local music in general, we always want to hear from you. But
and also, you know, speaking of Slim and Rob, who will be on the float, the Shiners are playing with the Needs Hotel Band at the Oaks Theater on Friday night. So, you know, after you're sitting there, you got your shopping done, or you're just tired of looking at the in-laws and the dog, and you want to get out, I recommend the Oaks Theater down in Oakmont.
Yeah, Friday, November 25th. They're calling it Black Friday Rocks, and it's a benefit for the Riverside Women's Association, but the beautiful Oaks Theater down in the Fox Chapel area. So, yeah, check that out. What a great night that'll be.
Oh, that is a beautiful theater. We got to play there with the Shiners and upcoming guest, Chet Vincent, and the big band here a month or so ago. Wonderful, beautiful theater.
Yeah, so check it out if you go to theoakstheater.com. You can actually get advanced tickets there. We're going to play some Needs Hotel Band coming up in a moment here, and I'll talk about the song. But got to give a shout-out as well to a local musician, young man from the Emlenton area, who, ironically, as we tie in Michael Christopher to our WBUT Country Showdown, Isaac Cole is the reigning champion of that this year. And he just won his next-in-line Inspirational Country Music Award. Of course, you go back a couple of years, and he was the young artist, whatever. I can't remember the exact terminology of what it was. It's Youth in Music Award is what he won.
That's right.
And this is no small deal. I mean, we're talking the ICM Awards. This is the Inspirational Country Music Awards that are held every end of October, usually right before the CMAs, awards some of the inspirational musicians. And Isaac Cole and his sister Michaela Lynn wrote a song about their grandmother, and it won Vocal Duo Performance of the Year. And he was actually nominated for an ICM Song of the Year award. Wow. Didn't win that one, but was nominated.
Well, you know, it's interesting because he's been participating in that showdown every year that I've been involved in it. And, you know, we listened to Michael in the previous two segments talk about the growth as an artist. And, you know, we've watched the growth of this young kid right in front of our very eyes. So.
Really have, and he's doing great things. And as a matter of fact, coming up in December, he is being inducted into the Wheeling Jamboree, which is no small thing. He'll be the second youngest to have been inducted into that, which is only second in length to the Grand Ole Opry as far as longevity. But he's going to be the second youngest inducted into that behind Brad Paisley, who was the youngest all time. And, of course, some of the guys that have been involved in the WBUT Country Showdown band are very, very connected to the Wheeling Jamboree. Denny Craig has been part of the band there and one of the music directors, I think, at one time. Roger Horde, big, big involved in that. And, actually, Isaac's taking guitar lessons from Roger Horde.
Oh, is he really? Oh, wow.
He is. So he's got a lot of good going on, and we want to give him a congratulation and his sister, Michaela, for winning an ICM award. So big stuff, big stuff. So let's get back to the Needs Hotel Band here for a moment. We're going to tell you a little story that was actually written by John Vento, their lead singer, and Mr. Fred DeLue, the keyboard player, that features his incredible, incredible piano work. We're going to tell you a little story about Widow Sheila, courtesy of the Needs Hotel Band.
Well, that's great. Then I say we keep it on some true story lines here, because anytime you hear this song played, you might hear the words, "This is a true damn story," and it sure is. But, we'll follow that up with the Shiners, since they're going to be playing with the Needs Hotel Band at the Oaks Theater on the 25th, and their song, Shine.
And we'll see you next week around these parts for Grassroots Local Music on The Rock Station 97.7.
Okay. Let me tell you about a widow named Sheila Ladon. And she was meaner than a rat trapped down in a tenement hall. And she had long, lean legs and stood about 6 foot tall. Well, Sheila lived next door in our trailer park. And like a killer dog, her bite was worse than her bark. Yeah, she loved to sneak me over as soon as it got dark. Oh, the time
something out of what Ted Billy survived. Said my prayers at bedtime, and with the help of Widow Sheila, I learned how to rock all night. Well, Sheila's man was found about a quarter to 12, had a bullet through his heart behind a cheap motel. Sheila came into the courtroom. A jury of peers would bring her down. Everyone knew she was guilty, but she was set free by handsome old Judge Brown.
Thank you. miles in a pickup truck. How'd you find me? It wasn't so tough. Now let's get to work and unload this stuff. We set up his still in my backyard. He taught me his secrets while we filled the jars. Satisfied, he was on his way. Tipped his hat, nothing more to say. From the law, ain't no way. I'm hiding in the hills down in Tennessee, trying to make a living for my family.
From the Honda North Studios. My fellow Americans, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, introducing a campaign platform that will cross party lines, reach across the aisle, and finally generate true bipartisan support. This November, elect to drive a Honda. From Honda North, it's one vote you can feel good about. From Butler County's nine-time President's Award-winning dealership. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Shout, 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 shout. It's right at the devil. for real rock.
Station.
Baby, when I think about you, I think about love. Darling, I don't live without you. About you, I think about love, darling. If I live without you, I live without love.